there. You're listening to the Only Schoolers podcast. I'm Gina Prosh, and hanging out here with me as always is my co-host, Kristen Edwards.
You know it. It has been a while. It's a little belated, but we do want to wish everyone a happy 2023 as we head into this new year. We're already a month in, which seems kind of crazy to me, but we do hope that you've had time to sit and consider what you want from this brand new year of possibilities. I know that Gina and I have had a fruitful and contemplative hiatus over the holidays, which has led us to venture down some new paths.
Yes, we both have a few projects and some challenges to consider, which, like Kristen said, has led us definitely to a few new paths.
This is kind of a hard episode to record because as we each open our new chapters for 2023, we've decided that it's time to close this chapter, the Only Schoolers podcast.
You know, Kristen and I, we've both learned algebra alongside of our kiddos. And one of the big takeaways from the time I spent learning algebra as an adult is balancing the equation. And at this time in our lives, we are really needing to keep the equations that are our lives balanced. And with that in mind, we've decided that this will be our final episode. So as we begin the show, we especially want to thank everyone who has supported us over the last 3 years, the friends who have listened, the family who have waited because we were writing scripts or who were shushed because we were recording. And we also want to take a few moments to explain what is happening here.
We truly have enjoyed every minute of developing content for this podcast. I mean, just from writing the episodes to creating the planners at our Etsy shop to last year with the two books that we published in 2022. It's really been an incredible experience. And like Gina said, we want to thank each and every listener for spending time with us each week, both here on the podcast and on our social media. We hope that our reflections and insights made a difference as you work to create the homeschool that works best for your family. But the heart of our mission has always been to strengthen your relationship with your children and put them on the path to ownership of their own education.
Oh, yes. And I think as we each considered words that we chose for 2023, it became clear, and now I'm going to go with a literary analogy here because, you know, that's how we roll. Like all good books, there has to be a final chapter for this podcast, and that's where we are at today.
Yes. So our words for 2023 are better, and that was Gina's word, and reflect, which is my word. And as we each developed an idea of what we wanted those words to encompass for us over the next 11 months, it did give us time to better reflect on how our work with the podcast fit into all of that.
So as you know, I always try to pick a word that's a noun, a verb, maybe an adjective, and better fills that bill. And it encapsulates what I'm working toward this year. There's better as a verb, meaning to better myself. It's a noun where I'm working for the better, and an adjective like better focus, better health, better priorities. So I'm not looking to be the best, but rather I simply want to be better than I was last year, last month, last week, or yesterday. And the older I get, the more I realize how precious time is, and I don't have to be better at everything. Keeping my equation in balance, it means picking and choosing. Trying to do better at this means maybe not doing that. More time spent here means less time to spend there. So my first illustrated children's book is coming out this summer from Boys Town Press, and it's entitled Joy, You Find What You Look For. And I hope to have another couple of books in that series, maybe next year, the year after. So please, please keep your eye out for my books available direct from Boys Town Press and also from Amazon and other online retailers. In addition to the children's books, I have another couple of books ideas that I really want to explore better. And if I want to be a better writer, then I need to spend more time writing and working on that craft. So while these weren't easy choices, they are necessary. Kristen?
I chose a word and a phrase this year, and I like the way they play into each other as I'm still figuring out my way forward. So my 2023 word is reflect. This is a very personal word for me this year for a couple of reasons, and I really wanted to be able to take that space and honor those reasons and build space to think all the thoughts that will come with that word this year. I wanted a word that would be a conscious choice and a reminder to look inward and onward. So this year will mark 10 years since my husband died, and that honestly, it just seems impossible in so many ways to me. But I really want to think intentionally, to reflect about what he meant to me, what he meant to September, to our life together, and how we've honored him by carving out a life of joy in the midst of our grief. I've really felt a tug lately to work more with that idea of grief and helping others navigate their journey through it. So I'll be dusting off my personal blog. I'd like to explore my thoughts about that and kind of see where it leads me. Like grief itself, I'm sure it will be a wandering journey. There's really no clear path ahead that I have for sure, other than just seeing what each day offers. It will also be our last full year of homeschooling this year of 2023. September will finish up all her required credits by December. So there's just a really a lot to reflect on there with that journey, where we've been, where we're going, and what the next chapter is for both of us. We've been having some really beautiful and some difficult conversations about what this time homeschooling has meant to us and how we're going to navigate the changes that come with college when she's off.
I know we usually choose words that do have more than one meaning or that can serve as that noun or verb. How does the word reflect, you know, meet those categories for you this year?
I think this year it's more about how the different definitions of the word apply to what I'm thinking. There's the intentional thinking aspect of the word that I really want to explore, that reflection on the life past, the life future, just really taking time to think about that. But I also want to be thoughtful about what my life reflects to others. You know, what do other people see in me? What am I reflecting about grief, about journeys, about homeschooling? And in that vein, I chose a phrase to guide me this year too. It's Crossus Nostrum. It's a Latin phrase that translates to tomorrow is ours. And I really appreciate the way that it fits into this whole idea of reflecting back on where we've been, but it also has this sense of considering where we want to be and the idea that we can make that happen. Tomorrow is ours. What are we going to do with it? What will those choices reflect about us? But, you know, in moving forward with those choices and this path for 2023, I need to think about where I direct my gaze. I've been doing yoga, got a whole month of it done. And that's one of the first lessons that we learned. Where our gaze goes is where our energy flows. And so if my gaze is forward into reveling in this final year of homeschooling and just soaking up this time with my daughter, as well as reflecting about my personal grief journey, that's really where my energy is flowing right now, which unfortunately does mean less energy moving into only schoolers. You listeners have been so faithful to show up and support this little community that we built.
Oh, and I am so grateful, like you. I'm also stealing your phrase, tomorrow is ours, and using it for myself, because it really does, I think, do a great job of circling where we both are right now, because tomorrow is ours. As we better reflected on our individual goals and our commitments, family, kids, whatnot, we realized offering you only a fraction of our time and thoughts would be a disservice both to you and to us. And it wasn't an easy decision, but we both felt that putting the Only Schoolers podcast on a permanent hiatus was really the best choice that we could make. Now, the good news is our two books, the Homeschool Journal that we just published and our homeschool vocabulary, A to Z with the Only Schoolers, will remain for sale and available at online retailers. And for the time being, the podcast will also remain available at anchor.fm and through all of our regular podcast platforms. We know that there is a treasure trove of useful information up there, and the onlyschoolers.com website will stay up as a reference as well. However, if you'd like to pick up some of our Etsy shop, tea time planners, or other activity guides, please hurry to do so, because as those items come up for renewal, they will also be moving out of stock. So get those while you can. And also moving forward, we expect that our social media presence will go dark, as we don't have plans to propagate content there. If you have questions, we will be keeping the onlyschoolers@gmail.com email up and running, and we are always happy to reply.
Oh, absolutely. We still want to offer the advice that we can when we can. So this is our so long farewell to the podcast and the Only Schoolers community. 3 years ago, Gina and I stood on a ramp at the ice rink and she asked, "So, what do you think about doing a homeschool podcast?" And from there, it was just a fabulous experience and one I will never forget. So you know us, we're always with our quotes, and in that tradition, I want to leave with a Dr. Seuss quote. Although he did borrow its main idea, Although he borrowed its main idea from Ludwig Jakubowski, a German author and poet, when he says, "Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened."
Indeed, this has been a grand adventure, and we are so glad that we could do this together with each other and with you too. It has been fun beyond our wildest imaginings, and we have learned so much about our deeply held beliefs regarding homeschool and building relationships with our kids.
Because, one last time, ownership of education matters, and build those relationships.
Oh, but nothing does last forever. And at some point, all homeschooling parents reach the end of their homeschool careers, just like we've reached the end of this podcast journey. So as you move forward, set your sights on the second star to the right and straight on till morning.